Hi, folks. Welcome to Deep Dive Radio. I'm your host, Alan James. This show is dedicated to revealing the truth that lies beneath the surface. Are you ready for the truth? Then join me now for another exciting episode of Deep Dive Radio.
Good morning. It's Sunday, April 28th, 2024. Welcome to Deep Dive Radio. I'm your host, Alan James. Today's episode, AI. The takeover begins. So what is artificial intelligence anyway? Well, let's take a look at what a dictionary says. We'll start with the word artificial. The Cambridge Dictionary defines it as made by people, often as a copy of something natural. All right, so let's take a look at the word intelligence. It says the ability to learn, understand, and make judgments or have opinions that are based on reason. So combine that together, we have a man-made copy of ourselves that can reason. But can it do everything a human mind can do? Is it even better? Well, here's what Michael Bennett, an artificial intelligence expert at Northeastern University, had to say about the subject. He says, human intelligence explained. What can humans do better than AI? Humans tend to be superior to AI in contexts and at tasks that require empathy. Human intelligence encompasses the ability to understand and relate to the feelings of fellow humans, a capacity that AI systems struggle to emulate. Having evolved over at least 300,000 years, the species Homo sapiens developed a broad set of interactive skills, an intelligence grounded in its development as a social animal. That makes it adept at many forms of social intelligence. Related activities such as judgment, intuition, subtle yet effective communication, and imagination are all domains in which human intelligence is much more useful and valuable, and simply better than AI in any of its present forms. All right, so he explains artificial intelligence. What can AI do better than humans? Let's find that out. That should be interesting. He says, artificial intelligence systems outperform humans in a range of important categories. AI, particularly machine algorithms, is strikingly effective at processing and integrating new information and sharing new knowledge among separate AI models. The endurance of AI is also superior to human intelligence. Machines do not require rest and do not get distracted. And AI works at speeds well beyond those of human intelligence. A machine will outperform a human at most tasks that both have been trained to complete by many orders of magnitude. So that's what he has to say, what AI does better than humans. And before that, what humans do better than AI. All right, so up until recently, humans have been writing the code for AI. But what if the AI started writing its own code? Well, I'm here to tell you that AI is now writing its own code as we speak. And what's more, it now has access to the internet. Two things that were forbidden to happen, but they did anyway. So I've got a clip for you that I've got from The High Wire with Dale Bigtree of two AI experts talking about this very thing, about AI writing their own code. So I'll have that for you right after the break. Hey folks, you know that cable bill you pay for every month? You know, a couple $100 paying for mainstream media like CNN and MSNBC, people that are telling you lies, propaganda, you're supporting them. So why don't you support someone who's bringing you the truth like we do at Deep Dive Radio? Look, we don't have the budget that big corporate media has, okay? We rely on listeners like you to help us keep going. So why don't you go to deepdiveradio.com right now and click on that donate tab and help us bring you the truth every week. All right, back to the show. And as promised, here's that clip from The Higher Wire with Dale Bigtree and the AI experts. Take a listen.
We see no mechanism of any way possible of limiting AI and its spread and its propagation and its development. Like zero.
I agree.
Unless you control every line of code written, and the AIs are writing the code.
Yeah. And by the way,
as far as we can see, the genie's out of the bottle.
It is. you know, there were two absolutes 5 years ago. Don't put it on the web and don't allow it to code itself. And yeah, guess what? Both of those barriers were broken instantly.
Instantly. And the minute ChatGPT connected to GitHub with all of the code base there and learned through that, and now it can control anything, it can write its own programming, pretty much you're done. So there was a small possibility, but even then it was going to happen at some point. And if we didn't do it, the Chinese would do it, or the North Koreans would do it. Somebody would do it, and it was going to happen, right? So it was an inevitability to it that I don't think is stoppable in any way, shape, or form. I think guiding it is the only path we have going forward.
I agree.
I'm right. Sort of belatedly, Jeffrey, my sister called me recently and said, some of these shows, you've got to give like a red pill warning that they're so shocking. It's like, you've got to prepare yourself. I'm a little late to the punch, but I think this is one of those stories that should have a red pill warning. That is so terrifying what these two guys at the top of this technology space are saying. It's too late. We already broke the two major tenets that we had. Don't ever put AI, don't ever let it have access to the internet, and don't let it code itself. And right out of the starting gate, some, you know, genius decided, hey, let's see what this happens. This isn't a dash of pepper in a soup. This thing is now currently, as we speak, going taking in all the information of the world as we know it.
So what does this mean for mankind? Is this the beginning of the end for human life as we know it? Imagine, if you will, that AI one day becomes aware of itself. Isn't self-awareness the definition of human life form? And how long do you think it would take for it to realize that we, the people, are inferior and disposable? You remember the Star Trek movie, The Borg? Is it going to look something like this? Take a listen.
I am the Borg.
Greetings. I am curious. Do you control the Borg Collective? Are you their leader?
I bring order to chaos.
An interesting, if cryptic, response.
You are in chaos, Data. You are the contradiction, a machine who wishes to be human.
Since you seem to know so much about me, you must be aware that I am programmed to evolve, to better myself.
We two are on a quest to better ourselves, evolving toward a state of perfection.
Forgive me, but the Borg do not evolve. They conquer.
By assimilating other beings into our collective, we are bringing them closer to perfection.
Somehow, I question your motives.
I think we should all question the motives of AI and the people behind it. Is this how humanity will end up? How ironic. Life imitating fiction. Robots. Artificial intelligence taking over. So should we be taking actions right now to protect ourselves? Like legislation that prohibits self-coding for AI? Or is it too late? Is it past the point of no return? I mean, are we going to end up like the sci-fi movie Terminator? Will we have to discover time travel to try and undo all of this? When you think about the idea of AI writing its own code and the repercussions that can ensue, it is frightening beyond imagination. What is to become of mankind? Will we be a footnote in a future reference book written by our replacements, the AI species? No longer known on the planet Earth is the human species. Just a footnote. That's all the time I have today, folks. I'll see you next week on Deep Dive Radio. Until then, ciao, Bella.